And this period is just going to be for this meditation, however long it takes. It won't be an hour, but it's just for this meditation. Arriving here in this moment. Getting the felt sense of arriving. What does it mean to you to be arriving here? Are you able to let go of whatever you were doing before you arrived in this moment? And put on hold whatever thoughts or things that you have to do after, so that nothing else is clouding the mind other than this felt sense of being right here. And that this felt sense right here is sufficient. It is enough to be aware right here. Right now. Getting a sense that you're resting the mind in this moment. Being available to whatever you come to experience or become aware of. Maybe noticing the heaviness of the body again as it's beginning to settle into this moment. You can notice the weight of the body as it settles into this moment, this cushion, right now. We're paying particular attention to the lower half of the body in this understanding of settling into the moment. Heaviness of the arms, heaviness of the legs, and allowing the natural pull or relationship with Earth, this thing we call gravity, to just be in its natural way. Just let whatever go down that wants to go down. If the shoulders want to go down, if we feel the energy in our bodies wanting to settle and rest, just allowing that to be in this heavy, hard, firm relationship with the physical body. Inviting the physical body to be known. May I know the physical body, this capacity. It's not whether you know that you have legs or arms or a head, but can you rest into this moment aware of the capacity that this physical body has, like aware of what Joseph Goldstein always says, that there is a body. And you're just resting here, sensing into that felt sense experience that there is a body. This body is made up of elements. Just the body itself is made up of elements, not you, this body. And you can sense into those elements. Here and now. We start with the earth element because of its prominence, its groundedness. Can you feel the heaviness of the body? Can you feel the hardness of the bones, even as you're sitting on a cushion or maybe through the feet in the floor, your legs touching the floor? Can you feel the hardness? Can you feel the pull of the pelvic area into the ground, into the earth, this natural relationship with earth? Just in this invitation, may I know the physical body. You can begin to get a sense of nothing but this. This awareness of temperature. Parts of the body that's cool and hot, warm, or even cold. You don't actually have to do anything about it. You're just aware of this fire element of temperature. Can get a sense of the water element of cohesion, the sense of being held together. The solidness of this moment, this body right now. This is all awareness of the physical body through the elements. When we invite the physical body to be known, we can experience this sense of groundedness, steadiness, a kind of relative stillness. We can experience the gravitational pull, temperature. This is all the experience of the physical body, the capacity that there is a body present here now, sitting or lying down. And our attention, our awareness, is resting in this capacity to be aware that there's a physical body. We're not trying to do anything about it. It doesn't have to be a certain way. It's this universal connection with the elements that allows us to just be present to the awareness that there is a physical body here. Just take a little time asking into, may I know the physical body? Give yourself a moment just watch, notice, observe. How does the body respond when you ask this very simple, not a demand, but an invitation, a whisper to the body, may I know the physical body? As we stay with this universal steadiness, stillness of the grounded body here and now, we get also open to the wind element. We can notice movement here in this relative steadiness of the body. There is still movement. That movement, we can notice it from the breath, but it's not just the breath. You could also notice movement as the tingling in the body, this tingling, this breath, this is the wind element. It's not you, it's just wind, natural arising element in this manifest world that we live. We can shift our attention to just this movement, this breath, the in and out, the tingling in the body. And we can gently invite the vital body to be known. May I know the vital body? This movement is aliveness. It's how it's not something we do. It's this consciousness that we are alive, a living, breathing being. Here and now, we can experience that. We can do what we do because we are alive. And this body of vitality, this vital body, is a shift in our consciousness to be aware of this aliveness. May I know the vital body? When you ask that, some of you might notice tingling gets bigger. You might notice a burst of energy. Where the breath gets more predominant. Some people say that it feels like a shimmering or just vibration. Just this felt sense of aliveness. When we're in the vital body, we can become aware of being sleepy or our energy is low. This vital body is not the low energy or the high energy. It's the consciousness that knows our energy is low. My vitality is not where I want it to be. I want to be more engaged, but my vitality is low. Or I got a lot of vitality, just don't know what to do with it. For now, we're just trying to get to know, build a relationship with this vital body, this level of consciousness that is aware of our aliveness. So we ask, invite in this whisper of an invitation to the body. May I know the vital body? And then notice what happens. We may have to wait a few minutes, but we're noticing, what does the body say to us? How does it say to us the sense of aliveness, this movement? the vital body. Just stay with the sense of aliveness, this knowing that there is a body that is alive. And because of this aliveness, we have the capacity to do all things. We're not interested right now in the things that we can do or not do. We're just interested in this awareness, this knowing that I know there is aliveness here and now. And we notice it through the wind element of movement. Feeling the movement in the body through tingling and the breathing. Getting interested in this consciousness of knowing this body is alive. You may not be having any experience that seems related to what I'm saying. So don't use my words to tell you where you're at. Trust your own experience. When you invite the vital body to be known, it will show itself just to you in your own way. So trust that it is present. I can say some pointers, some possibilities, but the experience of this level of consciousness is true to you. It's just this awareness that this physical body is alive. And how you sense that is you. It's your understanding. It's your relationship with your body. We just want to stay interested in this felt sense of aliveness. And if we find ourselves losing that focus, we can re-invite the body to be known. So you could even say, may the vital body be known. movement is life, and life is movement. We let go of the judgment around what kind of movement is there. Is it enough? Is it too much? And instead, just rest in the awareness. Oh, this is the wind element. This is wind. This is aliveness. We need this sense of aliveness. We need to know and be able to connect with this sense of aliveness as part of our manifest world. So we're just taking a little bit of time to get to know this vital body. May the vital body be known here and now. Let the focus stay with this sense of vitality. It might shift to the felt sense of breathing. It might shift to the tingling or just this sense of knowing that all of this is wind. It might sense shift to the sense of aliveness. These are all objects within the vital body. We're resting in this knowing. This is vitality. This is the vital body. This awareness, this knowing. There is aliveness here. This is a living, breathing body. I don't have to do anything to make that life be here. Just resting in the awareness that this is a living, breathing body. this is not the time for being lost in some thought. Thinking happens all the time. But taking the time to get to know a level of consciousness, of aliveness, is important. Learning to get to know this level of being is important so that we can know when we're pushing ourselves beyond our level of capacity, or when we're dragging, forcing the body to be still when it really wants to go and do. We're just getting to know. Appreciate. Get intimate with. This true sense of aliveness. May I know the vital body. And so now we can gradually shift our attention. It's inclining, it's slightly, very lightly, shifting our attention towards the heaviness of the body. Just gently, softly shifting our attention towards the felt sense of the heaviness of the body. Feeling the weight underside. The weight underneath our arms, our legs. Paying attention to the pelvic of the sitting bones and inviting the physical body to be known. Giving the body time to shift and trusting we know the physical body. And you might begin to feel a sense of groundedness. A more steady, heavy, hard feeling. There's a sense of having shifted from this movement of aliveness to this more grounded, solid, steady, felt sense of there is a body. getting a sense of that earth element, resting on earth, the solidness of it. The temperature might come back into view. You might feel more pronounced in the feet, in your seat. Here resting, earth on earth. Resting in the still steadiness, relative still steadiness of earth. Love it. So we're going to take some time to walk again, to eat. We have two levels of consciousness here. One level is in the physicality, so aware that you have a body that moves, that does things. And at the same time, you can be aware that there's a consciousness of aliveness, of knowing that you're alive, of knowing that there's a sense of movement, breathing, living organism that's not connected to you, but that you could be aware that that aliveness is what allows us to move about and do things. These are just two levels of consciousness in this human existence. And even with these two levels, you could see how vast this human existence is, way beyond the limitations of our thinking mind.